At least 32 people have been killed and more than 200 injured after a powerful magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck off the southern Philippines. The quake triggered a tsunami of up to 1 meter along parts of the coast, damaged buildings and infrastructure, and forced the temporary closure of General Santos Airport. Authorities say most of the casualties occurred in collapsed or damaged structures, with several people still missing. Local Jojo Calma was driving his motorcycle in front of a building when it collapsed.
My tears started to fall. It was the first time I experienced something that strong that I really couldn't stop myself from tearing up. I thought about my children and my niece. What if something had happened to them? Thank God they're okay, but my sibling's house collapsed.
Aftershocks as strong as magnitude 6.5 have been recorded, while smaller tsunami waves were detected in Indonesia, Palau, and Japan. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says the tsunami threat has passed as emergency crews continue to assess the extent of the damage.